Hey everybody, this is Captain Katz.
And we are Katz.
Alright, welcome back to the show. This week, we lost a very important person in rock and roll.
R&B and soul.
Yes. And I'll say what everyone has said, and it's 100% true. She had the most sexiest legs in the music business. Not only that, she had an attitude and the look to back it up. And quite possibly one of the most beautiful vocals you could have heard. Still to this day, one of a kind. I'm talking about the late, great Tina Turner. She passed away at the age of 83 to an unknown illness that we still don't know.
Well, it's not unknown. It is known. It's just that there's complications, you know. She was recovering from a stroke. She had to have that kidney transplant. You know, her husband actually donated his kidney to her. She was diagnosed with intestinal cancer.
Yeah, but we don't know what, did her in.
Exactly.
But, yeah, so I'd just rather be polite about that. So, Tina Turner, or was formerly known as, formerly known as Anne May Bullock or Martha Nell Turner, was a U.S. citizen. And what I mean was at 2013, she gave up her U.S. citizenship and became a Swiss citizen. And she was, technically she was living in Switzerland right after the 70s, like in the 80s up until her passive timing. She was just living in Switzerland and did a lot for the little community that she called home.
Mm-hmm. And she actually had to learn the language and the history and all that stuff in order to become a Swiss citizen.
Yeah, and the citizens actually loved her, to respect her, because she wasn't that type of person. She wasn't like the stereotypical celebrity that would just go buy summer home and don't show up until the summertime, and then the rest of the time it's just empty. You know, she actually lived there. She helped the community. She was part of the community.
Raised her kids.
She even put up money for a school in the small town that she was at, and she made the school for free. And the citizens loved that. She did a lot of great things for the community, and especially too for the kids. She was always there, and especially to a lot of the residents of the town that she lives in, said that on Christmas, when they light up the tree and the lights and everything for the Christmas season, she was always there, always giving gifts to not only for the kids, but also to the families and the people as well. So she had a lot of heart, you know, and was beloved.
Yeah, I don't blame her for not wanting to come back to the U.S. I mean, especially with all the hardships she had to go through in her life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the worst obviously being Ike Turner. Even though she acknowledged that, you know, if it weren't for him, she wouldn't be successful.
True.
But that's all she's going to
give him credit for. Right.
Because of if you've seen like the dramatization from the movie What's Love Got to Do with It?
Mm-hmm.
And it did happen in real life where Ike and Tina had a fight and he really did her very bad to the point where there was a chance to escape, and she took it and she went to a hotel in Dallas and told him that I only have 36 cents in my pocket with a mobile gas card, and if you let me have this room, I swear to God I'll pay you back. And seeing her all messed up thanks to Ike, you know, they're like, yeah, give her room. And, then after that, she found her way out of Ike. And all she wanted out of it, you know, when they finally divorced, I'll still be Tina Turner. That's all I need, the name. You know, because she wanted to progress her solo career. And she didn't care about the money. She didn't care about all the royalties or whatever that she is actually entitled to when she was with Ike. She's like,
she just wanted her name and that was it.
Yes, she just wanted away from him and
nothing else.
And nothing else. And yeah, as her solo career, she kind of struggled until the world famous, and yes, literally world famous, her album, 1984's Private Dancer.
Yes.
I'm lucky to have that on vinyl.
Yeah. But here was the thing, too. Before Private Dancer, she had two solo career singles. And I hate to say this, but she even said it too. They weren't successful. And there was a gap between her second album, which was like in the late 70s up until Private Dancer. She just didn't record anything.
Oh, Love Explosion from 79. Yeah. So that was when her career was going down the drain at that point. Well, it's because all she had was her name, but, you know, she, you know, that album sucked, and the record company decided to drop her because of it, and, you know.
And you got to remember, too, you know, it was like the late 70s, the music was changing, the people's taste of music was changing as well.
Yeah, so she knew she couldn't, like, rely solely on R&B,
right?
Soul, because it was on the decline. Well. Actually, it was resurrected thanks to the Blues Brothers, but that's just another issue. But as far as Tina was concerned, she had to make a comeback somehow. And thank goodness, Private Dancer was a hell of an album.
Right. Not. Well, yeah.
You know, she went a different direction. It wasn't R and soul. It was just, you know, pop.
It was like pop rock, pretty much.
Yeah, it helped her become the queen of rock.
Right.
And come on, that fucking track. What's Love Got to Do with It? How can you not like just sing along or dance to it? I mean,
Right. And then you also had other famous tracks on that album too.
Yeah, her version of Al Green's Let's Stay Together, the title song, Private Dancer.
Yeah.
I mean,
Steel Claw.
You just can't, you know, disassociate that with Tina Turner. Because that's just a good-ass album.
Yeah.
And it properly gave her a jump right back up all the way to the top.
Right. It was like a grand return.
Oh, yeah. I mean, right after that, it was what? Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
Right, where she did the soundtrack and the theme for the song.
Yeah.
And she was in the film as well.
Yeah, and she kicked ass.
Right.
But she kicked ass in her own way.
Right. Remember the name of her character?
Anti-Entity. Going against Blaster Master. Who owns Bartertown? You do. And then the part where she takes control. Oh, how do I deal with the oil, the, you know, the gas crisis? You, owner of Bartertown, you fix.
Right.
You know, and then she roared when the Mad Max didn't want to be as evil as Auntie Andy.
Right. But yeah, but you haven't had a chance, watch Mad Max 3, Beyond Thunderdome. Even though out of the Mad Max film, that wasn't...
It was the weakest.
It was the weakest, but her performance in that film catapulted her as well, but also showed that she wasn't a one-trick pony.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You know, and then later on throughout the 80s, she did a lot of great work, and she made bonds with...
Prince, David Bowie.
Mick Jagger. You know, the Stones. She influenced a lot of singers of today, like for example, like Beyonce, Beyonce, Brandy, a lot of rock and roll singers as well, female rock and roll singers as well. It just shows, you know, her broad range of music. You know, she made it for everybody. And even though she had a bump in the road, she came back on top.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And spectacularly.
Yeah. If you haven't had a chance, go listen to Private Dancer. Wonderful album. Listen to it from start to finish. You'll thank us later. And then if you have time to kill to watch a movie, watch Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. Mel Gibson did a great job as Max. And Tina Turner as Auntie Anthony was great. I think she was the one that made the movie.
Yes.
She was. You know, was like, like what We Are Cat says, you know, it wasn't the greatest of the Mad Max films, but Tina Turner made up for it.
Oh, yes.
She did. And yeah, she had 4 kids, and she was with her second husband, who was a music producer, who was with her right after her incidents with Ike, and stayed with her until his passing. Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
He's still alive. Okay. I thought he passed away. All right, my bad. But yeah. You know, rest in peace, Tina Turner.
Mm-hmm.
Queen of rock and roll. Oh, yeah. And a fun fact, too. She's the only female to be in the Hall of Fame twice. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice.
Hmm.
As a single and a duet.
What, you mean with Ike?
Yeah.
Well, yes, unfortunately, Ike's influence in the R&B and all that stuff, unfortunately, it can't be ignored.
Yeah.
But, doesn't mean...
musically, he was important.
Musically, yes, he made major contributions to music, but...
As a human being,
nah.
Yeah.
He was kind of shit. I mean, I know there were shittier people, probably, and you'll probably know some more shittier people, but he's around there.
Yeah.
But it's stinking. And, you know, I mean, unfortunately, you have to give credit where credit is due at times, but you cannot deny that he did her dirty and...
was a horrible person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's more to say? Yeah. Oh, and if you do have a good chance, do have some time as well. Watch the autobiography of What's Love Got to Do with It, starring Angela Bassett as Tina Turner. Fun fact there, Tina Turner actually sung all the music because, let's face it.
You mean Angela Bassett?
No, Tina Turner sang.
Oh yeah, but there were some parts where she had to sing herself. But in the behind the scenes, yeah, Tina had to pretty much show her what she did and sang, you know, with Ike in the '70s, how she did it. And then when she came out, you know, like in the '80s and stuff, like she had to teach her how to do her famous dances and stuff, and
her strut, her legendary strut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I remember when she was in her sixties, Tina Turner, she was still rocking hot.
Yeah,
and people were like, yeah, I know she's 60 years old, but god damn,
she doesn't look it.
She doesn't look it, and her damn legs, they're like, they're immortal.
Of course. Thus the term, them legs.
Yes. And then if you have time, look for this on YouTube. There was a commercial that I caught on Twitter that I guess I was too young to remember, but it was where you got David Bowie being a nerd. Well, yeah, a nerd dork of a scientist. And he wanted, you know, it was a Pepsi commercial. And it was playing his song, Modern Love. And so he figured he'd make the perfect woman for himself. So he bought some bullcrap, da da da, threw in a pair of good mannequin legs, boom, out comes Tina Turner, and she was singing along with a different version of Modern Love with David Bowie. And, you know, they're dancing along and stuff behind big giant Pepsi letters. But it just you can see that, you know, they were having a lot of fun with that.
Right. And yeah, the influence. Yeah. So, once again, rest in peace, Tina Turner. 83. Queen of rock and roll. Well, that's it for this week, folks. Just to let you know, this week we're not going to be doing any posting on the blog site because we're going to be at an upcoming event and we're going to do a live recording over there at said event. Willing, if they're willing to let us. We'll let you know on that sometime before the day of the event. Until then, I am Captain Katz.
And I'm We Are Katz.
Thank you guys so much. I hope you guys have a wonderful time. Have a wonderful week. And stay out there and just be safe. Till then, take care.
Yo-ho!